Now you can get even more from the Kurt Angle Show over at adfreeshows.com. Oh, it's true. Enjoy the entire Kurt Angle Show library with no ads, plus catch brand new episodes each week before anyone else does, starting at just $9. That definitely doesn't suck. What else doesn't suck? Interactive experiences that you can take part in with me. You get to jump on and ask me questions during our gold medal Q&A events. And if you joined us for Top Guy Weekend, we got to hang out together in Chicago. Ad-Free Shows also has tons of bonus episodes, including my recent top 10 dream opponents list and watching back the night I kissed Stephanie McMahon. It is truly the gold standard in wrestling content. Get the Kurt Angle Show and all of Conrad's podcasts early, ad-free, and on video for as low as $9 a month. That's just 30 cents an episode. Head over to adfreeshows.com right now to sign up.
Hey, y'all, it's Rebel with AEW. And when I'm not with the doctor helping her dominate the women's division, you can find me on adfreeshows.com every other Sunday, hosting my personal happy hour, Rebel's Happy Hour. And I would love for you to join me. It's an hour long of drinking, laughing, a little Q&A, maybe some guest surprises, and just chatting about whatever's on your mind. I promise it's a good time. And yes, it is all face-to-face. So do it now. Do it today. Sign up at adfreeshows.com and become a top guy. And tell them Rebel sent you. Mwah.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Phew. Christmas is finally behind us, but are you dreading those credit card bills headed your way? Well, here's a pro tip. Don't get stuck making minimum payments in the new year. SaveWithConrad.com can help you get rid of your credit card debt just like that. Oh, and we're going to get you the best deal on a mortgage you've ever had. But how's this for starters? No payments until March. You don't need money out of your pocket or perfect credit. So find out how much money you can save for free right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
Will he want to go?
We are broadcasting from the Blue Chew Studios. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing my career in total nonstop action from exactly 10 years ago. But first, I want to introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Kurt, I'm doing great, man. What a week it's been. We're in the new year already. You just got back from Miami, right?
Yeah, I had a fun vacation with my family, wife and kids. We had a blast.
That's great. And I saw you. And for those that follow Kurt on social media, they could follow you too. But it looked like you had great weather down there. You were telling me before we jumped on, though, it's not the place where you want to take kids as far as going out to eat, though, right?
No, we went to three restaurants and all three restaurants said, you can't have kids under 13. It's like, oh, shit, I had never heard this before. That's kind of discrimination against children. I guess.
So what'd you do then? Just head home or head back to the hotel or what?
We ate there. We gave up on the restaurants down there. It was just in Miami, Sunny Isle, Florida. And for some reason, you can't have kids in the restaurants.
Wow. Well, listen, man. It's glad that you guys all made it safe and made it home. And it looks like you're back in your studio there. And I'm hopefully you're refreshed. We're into 2022, man. And we're kicking it off in a big way today because we're talking about 10 years ago. And before we get to 2012, let's put some things into perspective for the audience and everybody listening today. We're coming off of Final Resolution with James Storm. You're going into your 14th year in the business already here, Kurt. Did you ever think you'd be wrestling in 2012 when you signed your original WWF deal?
No, I didn't. In fact, I thought I would only be in the business 5 years. That's what I promised myself. I signed a 5-year deal with WWE. And I remember my rookie year, I ran into Al Snow and he said, Kurt, how long do you think you'll be in the business? I said, Al, 5 years. That's it. I'm going to make as much money as I can and get out. He said, no way, brother. You're going to be stuck in it for life. And I said, there's no way in hell. And guess what? I'm stuck in it for life. He was exactly right. I actually wrestled 15 years longer than I originally planned to wrestle, and I'm still somewhat involved in the business.
Kurt, why do you think that is? What sucks people in once they're in the business? What is it that is just like you can't get away? It just brings you all right back to it.
I'm going to be honest. I love the business more than anything I've ever loved in my life besides my family. Even amateur wrestling. I love pro wrestling better than amateur wrestling. I had a passion for it. That's why I became so good so quickly. And, you know, it was just, I really enjoyed it every week. I couldn't wait to come to TV to see what I was going to do that week. It was a lot of fun. And I had a blast in my career. I really did. The only hard things about it were the travel and the injuries. Other than that, I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Well, between the fan interaction, the response, the crowd, you were able to show a different side of your personality as well, which nobody had ever seen. Maybe you didn't even really know existed in yourself.
Oh, I had it. You're exactly right.
So, man, that's so cool. Well, you're about to move into your sixth year with Impact here. You've really achieved a ton, by the way, with Impact. World champion, top heel, babyface. Where was your mind at this time in the company? Did you think that you'd achieved everything that you could have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I won the world championship. I won the world championship in WWE. I was top babyface in WWE. I was a top heel in WWE. I won the world championship in TNA. I was top babyface in TNA. I was top heel in TNA. But you know, I wanted to get better. I wanted to continue to improve. I wanted to perfect my craft, my in-ring skills and my promo skills. I knew I could always make them better. And when you want to be the best, you stay motivated.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you listed all the accomplishments, right? Between the WWE, between TNA, and my goodness, you had a lot on that trophy case, on that mantle. Do you struggle to find motivation or no? Are you seem like you're pretty goal-oriented. So are you always able to find what that next goal, what that new goal could be to keep you motivated at this point?
Yes, I do. And I think it's because I've always wanted to be the best my whole entire life, whatever I did, whether it be, you know, sports or even school to an extent. You know, I always took a carried pride with me and wanted to always be the best for my family and show that I could do extraordinary things. And that's, you know, it was my dream from a kid, when I was a kid, you know, winning the gold medal in the Olympics, you know, going to professional wrestling and having the career I did in WWE, it's easy to stay motivated when you want to be the best. Mm.
Well, Kurt, you certainly stayed motivated throughout your career. So let's jump into it. We're talking about TNA Genesis 2012, and it's the first Impact taping coming off of the loss to James Storm. You find yourself coming out. You're going to be cutting a promo to Sting. And we have that clip, and we're going to take a listen. Let's check it out. You ready? Here we go.
Sting! Sting, I'm not going to ask you. I'm telling you. Get your out here right now, because I have a few things I have to get off my chest.
As of late. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what the deal is here. Kurt not happy at all. There's a sharp-looking jacket that Sting has on, if I could just point that out.
Now, you probably wonder why I asked you out here. I'm going to tell you. But for the first time in your life, you're going to shut up and listen. Let me explain to you, Sting. I mean, first of all, you booked me in a match with James Storm for the World Heavyweight title, and you give me less than 90 minutes to prepare for that match. And what happens? James Storm screws me with a loaded boot to the chin. Then finally I get the rematch with James Storm, and what happens? Same loaded boot, same result. Do you know who I am? I'm Kurt freaking Angle. I am the master of every submission wrestling move known to man. I could take you down right now and make you cry for your mommy. But I'm not going to. Because all I want is my rematch with James Storm, and you're gonna give it to me.
Rematch? Rematch, are you kidding me? This right here is a gift from James Storm. He told me it's time for everybody to cowboy up around here. And you need to cowboy up right now and realize that James Storm has beat you fair and square and needs to move onward and upward to Bobby Roode. Ta-ta for now.
Whoa, hold on, Sting. It seems like you have it out for me and Bobby Roode. I mean, it seems like you like the way that James Storm plays cowboy. I mean, you got that cowboyish jacket on. Maybe it's time for me to play a little bit of cowboy. How about I go to James Storm's hometown and I commence to beating the crap out of everybody there? And maybe James Storm will accept my rematch, and I will prove to everybody that I'm a way bigger badass than he could ever be. Ta-ta for now, Sting.
Loaded boot, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know about the loaded boot thing. I hear you though, Mike. I agree with you. I don't think that boot was ever loaded, that James Storm caught Angle with twice.
The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. Steven Singer's announcing his brand new rose color for this Valentine's Day. Are you ready? Click your heels three times and say, I wish I knew what the new color was. Okay, wish granted. Steven Singer's brand new rose color is Emerald City. Picture it. A real rose dipped and trimmed in pure 24 karat gold with sparkling deep green petals. This magical Emerald City rose will take her breath away this Valentine's Day as she opens that beautiful gift box to reveal a rose encased in brilliant 24 karat gold set against stunning deep green. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com today and get your Steven Singer Emerald City 24 karat gold dipped rose and get yours before they're gone. Exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. It's the number one gift this Valentine's Day. Steven Singer's gold dipped roses start at just $59 and they all come with a lifetime guarantee. Plus fast and free shipping. Real jewelers, real roses for your real love, all at IHateStevenSinger.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast.
All right, so Kurt, here we go. Whose idea was this, by the way, for you to travel to James Storm's hometown?
It was the creative idea. The writers came up with it, and we actually filmed it, I believe, the week prior to the when it aired on TV. So it was a lot of fun. I really had a blast doing it.
So you mentioned it was about a week prior to doing that. Do you remember, was this a Jeremy Borash or a Vince Russo deal? Were they there with you?
I believe Vince Russo wrote the segments and Jeremy Borash was there present filming them. So they both had a role in it.
I gotcha. So talk about being in the ring with Sting, cutting these promos. What was that like for you working with him in this capacity?
Sting is such an icon. He's a legend. I mean, the guy has great in-ring presence. He's one of the best promo guys in the history of the business. When you're in the ring with him, you have to step up your game. Sting is one of the absolute best of all time, and he's proven it every single week that he goes out there.
So, you know, you're out there. Sting's obviously in this authoritative role. And are you guys having conversations prior to going out there? Do you remember, you know, what that looked like in terms of Sting being the authority and dictating what's going on? And, hey, this is kind of what we're going to play out. Is this just, you know, is it, again, more Vince Russo's idea?
It was more Vince Russo's idea.
Okay. You know,
the writing came from Vince Russo, and he would write the promo segments, and we would add our flavor to it. But, you know, other than that, it was all Vince Russo.
Do you know if ultimately the idea was at some point now, even through this creative, for you to eventually go against Sting through all this?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, we're rubbing elbows at this particular time. I would think that a program would be starting up with Sting and I, but I don't believe we did. I don't think we did it after that.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, we have here exclusively on the Kurt Angle Show these clips of you going to paying James Storm hometown a visit. Did you really go to his hometown, or is this just some off the beaten place path that you figured out?
His hometown.
Oh, this is something else. So we're going to play those for you. So here we go, Kurt. More fun stuff from this buildup. Here we go.
You know, Kurt Angle, I hear you running around asking everybody where Cowboy James Storm is. You even asked Sting for a rematch against me. Well, I'm not a hard man to find, Kurt Angle, because you see, I'm either in two places. I'm either here with this rowdy bunch right here, or I'm down at the local bar.
Shocking.
So in case you need to put it in your GPS so you can hear that little voice go, turn right in 600 feet, your destination for your butt whipping will be on your left. You see, Kurt Angle, I came out here like a man. I stood face to face and toe to toe and told you that I was not scared of you, and I am not intimidated by you. Now it's no mystery that you did hand me my butt, and I'm pretty sure that if you look on your right fist, you might see pieces of my face still on there. But there's always a but. For 3 quarters, you kicked the living crap out of me. It was like I couldn't even get a first down. But in that 4th quarter, my friend, you got Tim Tebow'd. Cowboy James Storm. Now, it may not have been pretty, but I got the job done.
So, you know James Storm?
Yeah, I know the Cowboy. He's rocked my world a time or two back in the day.
I'm sure he has. So, this is 100% moonshine, the same exact drink that James Storm drinks when he comes in here.
100%.
Hey, you know who you remind me of?
Who's that?
The horse I rode in on.
Screw you.
Tastes like piss water. Howdy, James. I told you I was coming to Leper's Fort. And it looks like there's a full house here tonight. And all I have to say is, sorry about their damn luck. All right, line them up, boys.
Fall is here and we could all use a stiff freeze. What did Vince call Kurt once? El Stiffo. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. So let's chew it and do it. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help you in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. And that's where our friends at Blue Chew come in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as both Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take these dudes anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or just be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, the process is simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Now, here's the best part. It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct to your door, all in a discreet package. Guys, there's nothing sexier than confidence, or so the ladies say, and Blue Chew can help you get that confidence where it counts. And if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is ANGLE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's podcast. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay, that's a little different, but I love Superspeciosa. This has been a game changer in my life. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Kratom was not even on my radar a few years ago. And then Eric Bischoff started talking about it on his podcast. And then my buddy Cassio Kidd started talking about it. Now I even found out that one of our favorite WWE superstars uses it. Kratom is something that I was not familiar with, but it turns out it's been around for centuries. It's an all-natural herb related to the coffee plant that they've been using over in Thailand for centuries. Think about that. By the way, Kratom can help energize your mind, and it can also relax your body. Eric Bischoff tells me that before we get going on 83 weeks, he hooks up that Super Speciosa, and you should too. If you're going to have to get granular, if you're going to have to focus, if you're going to have to think hard, put a lot of brain power into something, man, we recommend Super Speciosa. Now, my man Cassio Kidd, he does it to relax at the end of the day, whereas Eric uses it to start his day. Either way, they both tell me it just helps you feel good. I also want to mention that Super Speciosa only has one ingredient, pure kratom leaf. Seriously, when's the last time you picked up something and it listed the ingredients and there was just one listing? I also want to mention here, Kratom is often used as a pre-workout. So if you're looking to run the extra mile, think of Super Speciosa. Maybe you're thinking about asking your boss for a raise. Maybe you need some Super Speciosa. Get that courage going. Maybe you need to ask that special someone on a date, but you're a little nervous. You need Super Speciosa. Now, for beginners, we recommend capsules because they're easier to use, and we also recommend the green strains. They are the most popular. And by the way, Super Speciosa believes in their products so strongly, they offer you a 100% satisfaction or your money back, guaranteed. We also want to mention that this code can be used again and again. So if you've used this code before, or maybe you're going to use it one time and think it's a one-time use, here's a little life hack for you. The code I'm about to give you gives you 20% off every time. Try Kratom now and get 20% off when you go to getsuperleaf.com/angle, and you'll see 20% off when you use the promo code angle. That's getsuperleaf.com/angle and use the promo code angle for 20% off. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But as I mentioned, buddy, this thing is centuries years old over in Thailand. They've been rocking Kratom forever. But now in 2022, here on the Kurt Angle Show, we're recommending you try Super Speciosa, and you can even save 20% at getsuperleaf.com/angle, and be sure to use that promo code angle.
Oh my goodness, Kurt, that's hilarious. What do you remember about that?
Oh, I was just having fun. You know, we were doing these segments in James' hometown, and I was just letting loose.
Your outfit, the hat, and the bullets were
wasn't even scripted. It was just, we were just throwing shit out there. But my outfit was so funny. I looked like an idiot. That was the whole plan.
If you guys have not seen the video, it's a must watch. It's on YouTube if you don't have ad-free shows and don't have video of this, because we have it on the video. But he looks as goofy a cowboy as you ever want to see, which is, I know that's the look you were going for, Kurt. And,
so goofy of a cowboy. I didn't look like a cowboy.
No, it's fantastic. It's the Kurt Angle we didn't know we wanted but need. But Storm would cut a hell of a promo here, Kurt, prior to them going to you here on the camera. Do you think, honestly, working with you was elevating James's game at this point?
Oh, I believe so. I was the top guy in the company, and James, you know, had to step up his game. He had no other choice, and he did. He did an excellent job. the whole program I had with James, he did a stellar job. I was really impressed with his promo skills and his wrestling. He did an awesome job.
Well, buddy, we're not done because we got more of you in the bar, and it's coming up next. You're going to be terrorizing his hometown. So let's get to that one next. Here we go.
Yo, James Storm.
Yeah, we know James, and we know you.
Good.
Stop. Oh. Stop. Body chop.
Hey, you want some of this?
Put the gun down.
This ain't a real gun. This is a prop. But I am going to bash someone over the head with it.
What? I'm going to beat you up.
Oh my God, Kurt's just tearing off the bar. Old school style here. Lining them up. Super kicks all around. All right, buddy, let's do it. Let's break the third wall here. The first guy that you hit with the pool cue, it's former Northeast wrestler CJ O'Doyle. But where does the rest of these guys? By the way, let's paint the picture for those listening to audio only. You got the goofy cowboy hat on. You're carrying a fake gun around the bar. You're lining guys up. It looks like a scene out of some old Western. What's going on here, man?
Well, hey, I was going to the cowboy James Storm's hometown. I had to dress up like a cowboy.
But are these guys just all, I'm assuming they're all either stunt workers or are they wrestlers from a local regional promotion? Who are these guys? Do you remember?
Yeah, I believe they were local wrestlers. They always try to bring in local wrestlers first because those guys understand the business and they understand what we're trying to do, the physicality that comes with it.
So when all this is done, is this just like hilarity after you're done recording? I mean, obviously the bar owner is just like, hey, this is awesome. You guys do whatever you want kind of thing.
Well, we just had a blast. You know, being in the bar and doing that shit was a lot of fun. The whole thing was supposed to mock James. And I think we all did an incredible job of that.
Did you find it to be like have to be serious as it's like funny? I mean, you picked up a Christmas tree and threw it on them, you know, at the very end. Obviously, this is January, so they're still decorated for Christmas. But part of me is like, this is what are we doing? This is so funny, but you got to be serious. You pulled it off, man.
Right, right. Well, you know, I had to be serious and I had to be funny. And a word that described that is sarcasm. I think I was being very sarcastic.
Wow. Well, is this just different from your time in the WWF with Austin and the cowboy? I mean, this reminds me of a lot of the skits that you were doing back then with Austin and the cowboy hats and the whole nine yards with him.
Well, with Steve, with Austin, we were buddies, you know, we were cowboy buddies. James and I weren't buddies. So this is a program against James. So it was a little bit different. And, you know, my time with Stone Cold Steve Austin, I can't compare anything else compared to that. You know, what we did there was really special. This was just basically me and not anybody else doing all the pre-tapes. So,
sure.
You know, with Austin, it was, you know, him and I together, and it was a good little cowboy grouping.
Kurt, do you have a preference whether it's the in-ring stuff or skits like this? Do you have a preference one way or the other, what you like to be a part of and perform?
I like them both. I like the structure of the in-ring promos and having it scripted and, you know, set up exactly the way you're supposed to do it. But then, you know, you're doing these pre-tapes, you can improvise a little bit and have fun with it. So I like them both just as much as each other. It just doesn't really matter which one I had to do as long as I further the program.
So equally the same, but you got to admit stuff like this probably gives your body some rest and recovery, gives you a little bit of time to heal where you're not necessarily spending another week of wrestling in the ring.
Yeah, you get to heal your body because you're not doing any physicality, not anything too bad. You know, I punched guys and kicked them a couple of times in the pre-tapes, but nothing really physical. So yeah, I was definitely resting my body.
Let's take a time out here. And while we normally have a lot of fun on this show, this is a pretty serious topic, life insurance, specifically Goliath life insurance. Let me give you a pro tip. We're all going to die. So before you get a visit from the Undertaker, think just for a second about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. With life insurance from GoliathLife.com, what we're really talking about is protecting what you've worked so hard to provide for both you and, more importantly, your family. You see, life insurance isn't about you. It's about those who matter the most to you. Sure, you do a great job taking care of them now, but who would do that if something awful happened to you? I just lost two friends in the last year and a half, one 42 with two kids, the other 46 who left behind a wife and three kids. Thank God they had insurance. And hey, I hear you. Nobody wants to think or talk about life insurance, but think about this. You might not get in a car accident, but you have auto insurance. You might not get sick, but you have health insurance. So we'll protect our car and we'll even protect ourselves from like crazy medical bills. But will we protect our family? That's what life insurance means to me. Peace of mind. GoliathLife.com streamlines the life insurance purchase process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers all at the same time and at the same place. GoliathLife.com. You'll do a fast and easy application and have multiple quotes within minutes. And oh, by the way, GoliathLife.com has solutions for every budget. And maybe best of all, you pick your terms and payments at GoliathLife.com. Once you pick your price, you can start the online application immediately. And check this out. You can even schedule the medical exam to happen in your home. You don't even have to leave the house to do this. And yes, I have done this. They sent someone to my office. It was fast. It was easy. And it was unlike anything I expected. I got to skip the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations, and even the multiple visits to the doctor's office that we all hate so much. GoliathLife.com makes buying life insurance simple. GoliathLife.com promises no hidden fees, no upsell, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. GoliathLife.com is life insurance in your hands, on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home, and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com. Hey, listen up. If you're in a 30-year loan, if you've got a second mortgage, if you've got credit card debt, what are you waiting for? Hurry to SaveWithConrad.com. We're routinely helping wrestling fans just like you all across the country save more money than they ever thought possible. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. But what's best about SaveWithConrad.com? It's the experience. Don't take my word for it. Check out all the 5-star reviews over at ConradReviews.com. Michael up in Akron, Ohio gave us 5 stars and said Jimmy and Jennifer were great to work with. They always responded right away whenever I had any questions. We got another 5-star review from Robert in New Jersey. Another 5-star review from Judith in North Carolina. What about a 5-star from Nicholas in South Carolina? Or a 5-star from Stephanie in Indiana? Or a 5-star from Corey in Florida? We want to save you money. We want to show you how to keep more of your own money. And we're routinely helping podcast listeners just like you save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. And you can do it too right now at SaveWithConrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender, SaveWithConrad.com.
Well, Kurt, on Friday, December 30th, Brock Lesnar stepped into a UFC ring for one of the last times against Overeem, and Overeem beat him in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. I bring this up because Brock is one of your biggest rivals, and he had made the transition to MMA. Did you watch this fight?
Yes, I did, and I was ultimately surprised, but not surprised, because Brock Lesnar had diverticulitis, was sick around this time. And I really believe he took the fight just for the money. I don't think that he thought he was going to win. I don't even think that he trained to the ability of what he could train. I believe that he went in this with, his eyes closed and said, whatever happens, happens. I really believe if he wasn't sick, if he didn't have diverticulitis, he would have had a shot against Overeem. I just think he took the fight just for the money.
Yeah, I'm sure it had to be a little bit sad to see this Brock compared to the monster that started when he became the UFC heavyweight champion.
Yeah, it is sad, but he did get sick. He did have diverticulitis, and he eventually healed from it, but it took a while.
Well, Kurt, there's two house shows I want to ask you about. First, in Albany, New York, you put over James Storm, but you're third from the top under Garrett Bischoff beating Gunner. Any issues with Eric Sun working second from the top compared to you? How did you feel about that?
No. I knew who I was. I was the top guy in the company. I was a feature match. It doesn't really matter on the card where I am, whether I'm last, first, or in the middle. I know who I am, and I know I'm a feature match of the pay-per-view. So, Garrett Bischoff, even if he were last, I wouldn't have minded.
Mm. Did you ever interact with Garrett? What were your thoughts on him? We don't get to talk about him too much here on the show. Any interaction with Garrett that you'd you remember?
He always wanted to learn. He wanted to get better. He was him and Wes Briscoe were very identical, and they both got into the business because of their fathers, and they both had pretty decent careers. So Garrett Bischoff was, he had a lot more to learn, but he was learning as well.
That's awesome. Congratulations to him. He's a new dad, by the way. We got to see some pictures of Eric with his new grandchild over the holidays. So that was really cool to see. But back to the storyline here. We're in Poughkeepsie now. And once again, you're putting over James Storm, Kurt. Is this more of a babyface should win type of thing, considering you're at a house show?
Yeah, the house shows, you always want the babyfaces to win, to send the fans home happy. So this was typical house show fashion. I had to put the baby face over if I'm a heel.
Mm. Well, you have this weird promo with Sting on Impact where Sting tells you you're going to wrestle and you joke about wrestling the X Division guys. Do you think in any way, Kurt, that you were burying that division or those guys at all when you made that joke?
Yes. And I can guarantee you that I did not bring that up. I did not write that part. I believe the writers did, and I think they were wrong in doing it. Because the X Division is what vamped the company to begin with. It's what they were known for. It carried the company up until when I got into it. And you shouldn't pick on the X Division. Those guys are incredible athletes. And they're the reason why TNA survived so long.
There you go. And I think many would agree with you, Kurt. The X Division is what made them unique. One of the things that made them unique, besides the six-sided ring and some other things. But my goodness, the talent that came through there, whether it was Christopher Daniels or AJ Styles or Christopher Sabin, some of those guys, amazing at what they did. Well, eventually Sting tells you you'll be wrestling a guy who has kicked you in the face and split your head open before. You try to say no, but Sting makes the match anyway, and it's you versus RVD. That's right, Rob Van Dam. What's it like working with Rob at this point?
Rob was great. I loved working with him. He was very physical. He was pretty stiff. Rob was stiff, just like me, but he's an extraordinary talent. He's very different from anybody else I've ever seen because of his size and his ability to be able to fly in the air. He's an incredible athlete.
Well, Kurt, we have that match here. We're going to load it, and we're going to watch a little bit of it here together. So let's check that out here.
All right,
so.
Suplex again. This time snapped over. Angle for the pin. And two count only. I mean, just something like the pin attempt by Kurt Angle right there. The man is an absolute perfectionist.
Yeah, well, yeah, he just drives his forearm across your face to hold you down. And now just trying to get just body control. He's got a reverse gut wrench with a clasp right under the sternum of Van Dam and keeping all his weight on Van Dam's back. And Van Dam knows to try to get to a vertical base and get away.
I'm just going to mute you here, Kurt, because I want to talk to you a little bit about wrestling Rob Van Dam. He had a very unique style. How did you, like, as we see the spin kick out of the corner, just talk about, were there differences working with someone like him versus other wrestlers or not really at all? Was it just easy to work with him?
Well, he had the ability to do just about anything. He was one of the most versatile wrestlers. And the reason why he was so versatile is because of his flexibility. The kid, incredibly flexible. And he shows that in the ring every time he wrestles. And I thought he was just he's one of the best wrestlers I've ever faced. You know, I'd say top 10. Rob Van Dam is such an incredibly special athlete, and there's only one of him, and he's really special.
Such a unique skill set when you think about it in terms of what he could do in the air and a ground attack, but he could hit you with certain moves out of nowhere just so quick.
Yeah, he had that ability to come out of nowhere and do something extraordinary. That's what made him special.
Well, here you are. Here he is flipping again, heel kick to the head. We'll go back to a little bit of the commentary here as it looks like he's going to be going up for something off the top rope. Who knows? Maybe the frog splash. We'll see here. Ah, but he missed. Here we go.
Splash does not connect.
And oh, there you go. Ankle locked down. Face down.
It's his specialty submission applied.
Van Dam in deep trouble here. Walked flat in the middle of the ring with that ankle lock. He's going to have to tap Van Dam.
James Storm slides in, gets the attention. There it is. Knockout blow. That's the last call super kick that Angle was mocking. And referee Brian Hepner has thrown this match out.
I think he just knocked Angle out.
Yeah, much like Angle did to Storm's friends in Tennessee.
Storm's friends in Tennessee are an Olympic gold medalist. He knocked a man out. Cold.
Kurt Angle laid out by the last call super kick of the Tennessee Cowboy, James Storm.
So there we go, Kurt. They have he laid you out, building the story, building the narrative. Meltzer had some criticism of the match in the finish, so I'm going to read that to you. He said, Angle beat RVD via disqualification in 5 minutes and 13 seconds. RVD missed a frog splash, which we saw there. Angle put him in the ankle lock. James Storm ran in and super kicked Angle for the DQ. They pushed it like Storm knocked Angle out cold with a kick. Why exactly are we supposed to want to watch a pay-per-view where a guy who got pinned a few times in a row and then gets knocked out with one kick is wrestling against the same guy again? If Angle was world champion, sure, it makes sense, but he's not world champion. Angle versus RVD was not much of a match. Really hits you how far downhill RVD has gone in the last 2 years. Kurt, do you think RVD's work changed in the last couple years? We'll start there. Do you think it had changed that much at this point?
No, I didn't think it changed. I think the way the company was utilizing him changed. I think Rob deserved to be pushed harder than he did. I think he was kind of in limbo at this particular time.
Do you think, according to what Meltzer said, that it was made for you to look weak going down like that with the super kick?
Okay. The whole reason why I looked so damn weak is because we wanted James to look strong as hell. And James already beat me twice. So at the pay-per-view, I was going to get my win back. And, you know, we wanted to build James up as strong as he possibly could look because I was going to beat him at the pay-per-view and take just about everything back from him. So I think that building James up and making him look as strong as possible was the right move. Even we should have made him look even stronger than that. Because, you know, at the pay-per-view, I ended up giving him a low blow and giving him a super kick to his face, and I ended up beating him. So, you know, all that work that he did leading up until then really honestly meant nothing. After I beat him, you know, James was back where he was to begin with. But because we pushed him so hard and elevated him to another level, he wasn't at the same level that he was prior to that. So,
right. He had gotten that Kurt Angle rub.
Yeah. He got the Kurt Angle rub and we made him look strong as possible.
Which makes sense. And remember when we read these Meltzer headlines, these are at the time and not knowing when what's going to occur at the payoff. So, and then sentence, and oftentimes that's what you see now, right? Everybody begs and pleads for, give us longer storylines. We want to see it play out. But oftentimes on social media, no one has the patience for that. Something happens at a show. Why did you do that? Well, let's let it breathe. Let's see where they go. You know what I mean? So
everybody's critical of the shows.
But you just don't know where it's headed ultimately. And if you're a fan who truly wants a longer storyline, sometimes you just have to be patient, to your point, Kurt.
Yeah, Yes, exactly.
And I think that's what was going on here with the build. So do you know at this point either, Kurt, was there any talk of a three-way with RVD, or is this just all part of this whole storyline tease at this point?
I believe it was just a filler match. It was just to continue the storyline with James and I. They wanted RVD and I to have a feature match that night. So, you know, we didn't wrestle long enough to have a great match. But, you know, Kurt Angle and RVD were wrestling, which should bring in some ratings. And that's where James Storm super kicked me and got a little bit of heat on me before the pay-per-view.
Well, Kurt, the next week for the Go Home Impact prior to the big Genesis event, there's an opening promo between Sting, Bobby Roode, you, and Bully Ray that sets up a six-man tag main event against James Storm, Abyss, and Jeff Hardy. This is a full 12-minute segment. I've cut it down, but we're going to share some of that segment here. Here we go. Let's check that one out.
First of all, Robert Roode, you need to shut the hell up, because I'm pretty sure these people are sick and tired of you doing this. Now, Mr. Kurt Angle, you look like you got your mouth shut. Is it because it's wired from that last call super kick? Now, you wanna go around, you wanna make fun of me, hey, that's all fine and dandy, because people have been doing that since day one, but I am the only cowboy, James Storm. Now, you wanna go to my hometown of Leapers Fort, Tennessee, and you wanna beat up my buddies, one of them that just got out of the hospital. Good old boys that like to drink beer. Well, Kurt Angle, a couple months ago, I stood in this same ring and I looked at you eye to eye. I seen a man who wasn't intimidated of nothing, who was not scared of anything. Now, I see a man that's a little scared.
He ain't scared. He ain't scared.
Because you know now, you're a little worried, because it only takes one last call super kick to knock your lights out. Now, since you like to beat up on my buddies, old cowboy James Storm brought one of his little buddies here. And you know what? He likes to drink a little beer, too.
Hey, don't drink that beer! Don't drink that beer! Don't drink that beer!
Now, you look like you're about to pee yourself. Or you want to say something?
Yeah, I got something. Shut up, Kurt. I'm talking.
Don't you talk.
Shut up. Bully Ray, for months, you and the rest of Immortal disrespected and took advantage of me. And now... you realize you need me. You and Immortal need my power and need my strength and need my size. Well, you know what, Bully Ray? I don't need Immortal anymore. All I need is you. And at Genesis and that Monsters Ball match, I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna make you suffer for all the sins of Immortal.
Ho! Shut your mouth, just like he said. Shut up. A main event for tonight, a six-man tag. You, woo, ta-ta.
All right, Kurt, so here we are. I got to ask, since we're here, Bully Ray, how'd you like working with him? Thoughts on Bully Ray, Bubba Ray, as a lot of people know from WWE.
I love Bully Ray. I think he's one of the most creative talents in the business. The way he structures matches, puts together promos, He did such an incredible job. I knew that he would have a great singles run after his tag team run, because he's that special. He is definitely a locker room leader, and he deserves all the success that he's had.
Yep, and he's gone on to have a successful show, podcast himself with Dave LaGreca, and man, he just has some hot takes, but man, he has got a mind for the business, that is for sure.
Mind for the business. What he knows about the business, especially, you know, psychology and matches and different ideas that he had that were very innovative. Yeah, he was really special.
Well, they set up this main event. It would go to a non-contest as it goes off the air with Bully Ray choking Abyss out with a chain, you putting Storm in an ankle lock, and then Rude puts Hardy in a crossface. What did you think of this match? You remember this match and how, you know, they set this up going off the air?
It was a pretty solid match, but what I loved most about it was the heels, the go-home TV, the heels got heat on the baby faces. That was a necessity. I need to get heat on James. And Bully Ray needed to get heat on Abyss. And, you know, everybody, all the heels needed to get heat before the pay-per-view.
Well, it certainly accomplished that, to your point, Kurt. And so here we go. We are going to play now the pump-up video, the preview video of you versus James Storm. Here we go. I'm going to play that for our audience now.
James Storm. First, I'd like to get out of the way that he's a very talented wrestler. I've always seen him as a top talent in Impact Wrestling, but I never saw him at the level where I am.
I've always said in everyday life, especially sports, that everyone makes a mistake. It doesn't matter if it's the NFL, if it's, you know, Major League Baseball, if it's soccer, you know, in professional wrestling. You just got to know when that mistake is, and you got to capitalize on it.
The last call is not a wrestling move. It's a bar fight move. He wants to wrestle me, get in the ring, face to face, and wrestle me like a man. You don't kick people in the head, you wrestle.
Do you know who I am? I'm Kurt freaking Angle. I am the master of every submission wrestling move known to man. I could take you down right now and make you cry for your mommy.
I am the Cowboy James Storm.
Now, I'm not like a bunch of these guys who come out here and pretend to be tough, because I've been in the bar fights, I've been to jail, I've whooped people every day and every night of my damn life.
Well, Genesis, there won't be any room for error or mistakes. I am going to stick with mat wrestling. James Storm is going to be forced to wrestle. The only way that James Storm is going to beat me, it's not going to be by the kick. The only way that James Storm is going to beat me is if he can make Kurt Angle submit. That's impossible.
You know now, you're a little worried because it only takes one last call super kick to knock your lights out.
Beat me once, good. Beat me twice, good. You know, Kurt Angle, I'm going to beat you three times, and it's going to be a charm.
The Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle prepares for war against Cowboy James Storm.
Dude, I love the badass stubble look in the beard. Oh, that's a badass look.
Different look for me.
I like it. Hey, I got to ask you, the story of this match seems to be that you're the wrestler. Do you think this was the juice that the feud needed?
Well, I'm not sure if it was the juice the feud needed, but, you know, a super kick is actually a wrestling move. I'm not sure where the writers were going with this. I think they just wanted me to come up with an excuse of why I lost. I don't think it was that I'm the wrestler and James Storm is the brawler and he's a bar fighter. I really believe that they were trying to make me look like it was an excuse. Lost. So, you know, saying that the super kick or the last call kick is not a wrestling move is kind of weird. I mean, yeah. It really is. So, you know, the writers, where they were going with that, I have no idea, but I think it was just to put heat on me, because what did I do at the pay-per-view? I ended up giving it to him. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to the show, you do some media for the show and you talk about another run at going to the Olympics. And this is from The Observer. FoxSports.com had a good article on Kurt Angle. They talked to Dave Hawk, Angle's business manager and good friend, who said, it's this crisis in his mind thinking. I'm not Kurt Angle anymore. I'm Kurt Angle, this character on TV. But Kurt Angle was real once. He needs to prove it not only to the world, but to himself. He wants to regain his youth, prove he's still there and still has it. While Angle claimed to others that he's guaranteed he'd make the team or be an alternate, in this article he spoke differently. Do I still have a shot? Yeah, but it's a long shot. These guys are younger, quicker, but I might be smarter. When I show up at the trials, people will say, holy crap, he showed up. If I do well, it will be holy crap, he did well. USA Wrestling is insisting Angle come to Colorado and train with the Olympic wrestlers because they don't want to be part of a carnival sideshow if Angle doesn't belong in the trials. Were you really interested in doing this at this time, Kurt?
Yes, I was. And I started training really hard for it. Dixie Carter gave me ample time off where I didn't have to be at TVs or the house shows for a while. I was very serious about this. But at 40 years of age, I found out very quickly that you're going to have injuries. And just like, you know, the injuries plagued my pro wrestling career, they continue to plague me. And I couldn't do it. I tried. I trained for about 5 months, and I just kept getting re-injured. And I knew I couldn't follow through with it. So I knew my dream of going to the Olympics again was gone.
Well, this is also from you doing media around this time. Angle was in Sirius XM on January 9th and must have taken some brutally honest pills because he said he thought 2011 was a subpar year for the company and said the biggest problem was the lack of communication between the writing team and the creative team. He said he knows that the scripts are done, but that but then everyone starts changing things, and the end result is a direction that the writers never intended in the first place. He said Vince Russo writes the shows, but Hogan and Bischoff and others change things that are at the last minute. He said he's not against the changes and backed Hogan 100%, but felt this should be done a week before the shows and not at the last second. He noted Hogan changing the results of the Bound for Glory main event the night of the show. He noted that it worked out for the better, but he didn't like that he and Rude found out the last minute when he was trying to work a match with a torn hamstring and shouldn't have been wrestling in the first place. He also said they haven't done Samoa Joe justice. How often were you voicing your opinion at the time to the powers that be, Kurt?
Well, I was voicing my opinion quite a bit, but you know, for good reason. You know, when you enter a TV that day, the writers have the whole TV planned. They have the whole script planned. We're going to go ahead with it. And then you have the part of creative, the office, changing everything up and just, you know, making changes. And that storyline becomes a fraction of what it was. In other words, it starts changing, evolving. So it doesn't make sense anymore. And I wanted the writers to get to the creative team a week prior so that they could change the things they wanted to change and make sure it made sense the day of TV.
Well, not only that, but think about it when you're putting together the wrestling match. Isn't that going to impact also how you get to the end, how you get to the finish, and the story you want to tell through the match? You know what I mean? Who's going to sell? Who's going to the heat? Who's getting the heat? Whatever the case may be, how you get there. Some of that conceptually may change the match itself, how you want to do that. And to hear about it last minute, there's nothing like trying to scramble.
Well, you know what? Bound for Glory, I was supposed to lose. Bobby Roode was supposed to beat me.
Right.
Some weird reason they wanted me to win.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
I'm not sure why. And then they wanted me to drop the title the next day to James Storm. It didn't make any sense because who they were really pushing was Bobby Roode. So I didn't understand the whole severity of it.
Do you think that was one of the most frustrating things in your pro wrestling career that you had to deal with in terms of a match or an issue, a change, something like that occurring? Do you remember anything else that maybe frustrated you as much as that did?
No, just, I would say that, what frustrated me the most in the business was my lack of ability to come clean with the painkillers. It was a really, really hard struggle. And I knew I had eventually go to rehab.
I mean, outside of that though, in terms of like a change in a match, someone that had to dictate to you something that you had to go along with, nothing that you were in control of, but someone said, hey, we're going to make a change in this match and this is how it's going to go. Whether you like it or not, we're doing it. Obviously that one was frustrating. Were there any other matches that you could remember that caused that similar frustration for you?
No, I can't remember anything right now. I'm sure if
that's okay. I was just curious if that one's the one that sticks out the most.
So it's the new year and Magic Spoon is perfect for meeting your goals, whether it's eating healthier or saving more time in your morning routine. And that checks two of our boxes for all of our New Year's resolutions list, right? We want to become more efficient. We want to eat a little better. And I know what you're thinking. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But then eventually we realize it's full of sugar and junk we shouldn't be eating, and we give it up. And we're all trying to eat better right now, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. You see, Magic Spoon has all the amazing flavors you love with none of the bad stuff. It's also an amazing midnight snack right before bed. If you've been trying to cut down on carbs or sugar or unhealthy food, don't feel like you can't eat anything anymore. Check this out. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar. Magic Spoon has 13 to 14 grams of protein. Magic Spoon has only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon is only 140 calories a serving. Magic Spoon is keto friendly. Magic Spoon is gluten free. Magic Spoon is grain free. Magic Free is soy free. Magic Spoon is low carb. Build your own box. Available flavors. Custom bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies, green, maple, waffle. Seriously, you hear me? It's just fun talking about Magic Spoon. Can you believe that you can get all these great flavors with none of the bad stuff? I can't believe this is real. Go to magicspoon.com/angle, grab a custom bundle of cereal, and start your new year off right. And be sure to use our promo code ANGLE at checkout, and you're going to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/angle and use the promo code ANGLE to save $5 off. And we thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode and for making me say, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter. I love Magic Spoon and you will too. Check it out right now. magicspoon.com/angle. Blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple, waffle.
Ah, good stuff. All right. Well, let's get to the match then, Kirk, because here we are. It is Genesis 2012, and this is from The Observer. Kurt Angle pinned James Storm in 13 minutes, 42 seconds, to your point. They showed Robert Irvine of Dinner Impossible on the Food Network in the stands. He's getting married soon to Gail Kim. The crowd was quiet once again. Angle just seemed to have no fire. Again, this is Meltzer's take. Storm should be a kick-ass brawler, and at this time, this isn't the style of match he should be doing unless they tell the story about him sharpening his wrestling going for the title. But given the angles leading to this, beating up his friends and such, going out and doing an exchange of moves wrestling match is out of context. Angle did a lot of his usual spots, the overhead belly-to-belly suplex, a three-German suplex spot, and a moonsault. Zero reaction when Storm kicked out. Angle got the ankle lock, but Storm kicked his away free. Storm used a DDT, but Angle kicked out. When Angle hit the Olympic slam, no reaction when Storm kicked out. Storm blocked a super kick, hit a code breaker and a diamond cutter for near falls, followed by an elbow off the top rope. Storm finally got the crowd going. Storm set up the super kick, but Angle pulled Earl Hebner in front of him, so Storm held up. Angle then kicked Storm low as Hebner was distracted and kicked Storm to the head and got the pin. I think it was supposed to be a super kick, but it looked not like nothing was like nothing like it. No, nobody was expecting that move to be the finish, so it was a flat finish. 2.25 stars. Kurt, what do you think of this? Did you think the finish was weak at all? Did you? And by the way, it's hard to do a match like this 3 months in a row and keep the crowd hot, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, the finish was weak. You know, I wasn't a very good super kicker. And, you know, James Storm, the whole idea was to make me look like an asshole, because I was making the excuse that James hit a bar brawl move on me by super kicking me, and then I do it to James. So, you know, it was, you know, me being an idiot. And But I thought the finish was weak. I really did. And, as far as wrestling James for 3 months, I don't think it was the program that it was wrestling him for so much as it was, you know, having James beat me so many times. So I think that, you know, he beat me twice, and then he super kicked me 2 other times and knocked me out, and it was getting old. So I think that they might have overkilled and might have made James look too strong. And I think there is a possibility of doing that, making someone look too strong over the top. And I think that's what we did with James. We probably pushed him a little bit too hard.
Is this, again, you hitting him with the super kick? That's all part of what, the Vince Russo creative? And they're coming up with that as the storyline for you? Like, hey, let's just go ahead and use that kick as part of how we're going to finish this off.
It was a creative idea. They wanted me to give it back to James and show that I was a hypocrite.
Well, Kurt, we're going to do something a little different here. Thank you for all that. And that was the match. But this year, we are doing adfreeshows.com member questions. And they are able to ask their questions right here so that you can hear them. We can hear them. They can ask them themselves. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start with Michael McClanahan this week. And he's going to have a question for you. So I'm going to cue that up for us here in a minute. Here's some questions. Here we go.
Michael McClanahan, top guy. Kurt, I really enjoyed the pre-match video package and thought it did an excellent job at building anticipation and setting the tone for the match. Who in TNA deserves the most credit for the creation and execution of these video packages, and what were some of your favorite pre-match segments to film?
So there it is, Kurt. Pre-match video. Who was putting those together, and what were some of your favorites?
Well, I believe Kevin Sullivan was doing it, and Jeremy Borash would film them and then give it to Kevin Sullivan. He would edit it and put it together. They were incredibly talented. Both of them did an amazing job, had great chemistry, and they came up with some great products.
There you go. All right, here we go. We're going to do another question that we have.
Hi, this is Brad Stanton, top guy. Hey, Kurt, I recently talked to you on Ask Kurt, and I was asking you about injuries. I was just wondering, during this match with James Storm, what injuries were you dealing with?
Well, the match with James Storm, I was healing from a severe hamstring tear, and it was really severe. I mean, it almost tore in half. So we knew it'd take a long time to heal. They usually take about 4 to 6 months to heal entirely. And I'd say by this point in time, I tore the hamstring, I believe, about 3 months prior to my match with James. So I was still nursing that injury. That was a pretty serious injury.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Kurt. Next up, we're going to go over to a wrestling historian.
This is Instagrammer wrestling historian, team member. Mr. Angle, do you prefer this match with James Storm or the previous one at Final Resolution 2011? Thanks in advance.
I would say the match Final Resolution was a better match. I thought my match with James, the last match I had with him, was a little stale. We might have reached a little too far in the well with making him look as strong as we did. But I'd say the 2011 Final Resolution match was our best match.
Yeah, that match went 17 minutes, 30 seconds. He did defeat you, but again, longer match sounds like it was a little bit of a better wrestling match in terms of what you preferred.
A higher rating.
All right.
A Meltzer gave it a higher rating.
There we go. All right, let's go to our final fan question from Denovius Mac.
Hey, Kurt, this is Denovius Mac, and I'm an OG top guy. Thank you for taking time to answer our questions. So I'll get right into it. My question is, last year, Conrad touched on Pope not getting a push due to timing, but also Conrad brought up a good point that historically speaking, African-Americans weren't really pushed to be the top guy. So I wanted to ask you if you agree with that statement about African-Americans not getting the push back then or even now. And also, how good of a talent was Pope? Do you think, in your opinion, was he good enough to be the top champion in TNA, or was there anything holding him back? Was he well received backstage? What say you? Thank you.
Well, I would say Pope was really talented. He had it all. I mean, he had a great look. He had a great gimmick. He was great in the ring, great on the microphone. I think that he could have went as far as he wanted to go. Do I think back then they weren't utilizing African-Americans as much as they should have? Probably. I think they're doing a better job of it today. As a matter of fact, I would say they are doing a better job of it today. And it was something that had to happen. So do I believe Pope would have been a top draw in the company if it was later on, years later? Yes, I believe so. I think that he would have gotten the proper push and that he would have been one of the top guys in the company. He was that talented.
There you go. No, absolutely. When you think about him on the mic, his mic skills were fantastic and he could wrestle too. And So absolutely a big fan of his. And thank you guys, all our ad-free show members, for those great questions this week. We appreciate it. And this is where the plug is. If you would like to be a part of the Kurt Angle Show and ask questions and hear your voice just like we did today, you now have that opportunity in 2022. So go over, check out adfreeshows.com, sign up and interact with Kurt Angle, just like many of our members get to. They recently did an Olympic slam event with you, got to talk to you one-on-one, a Zoom event, Kurt, and had a great time with you there.
Yeah, we had a blast.
So with that, listen, that wraps up our coverage, our talking of TNA Genesis 2012. We went over the build-up and the big match where Kurt got the victory over James Storm. This is our second show, at least the second one I know I've been a part of, where we've documented a build-up and a match between you and the Cowboy already, Kurt. How about that? How
about that? Two shows. James Storm gets two shows.
Two shows for James Storm already, man. I love it.
He's the only one so far.
I think so. Well, listen, next week it's Final Resolution 2007. That'll be the topic, and that has a 30-minute Iron Man match between you and Samoa Joe to be the number one contender for the NWA World Title. I know you're looking forward to that one, Kurt.
Oh, that's gonna be an awesome segment. I can't wait to do that.
Well, listen, speaking of awesome segments, this is the one, these are the segments that everybody fast forwards to just to get to, because they can't wait to hear you talk about it. And the first thing is Physically Fit Nutrition. Kurt, tell us about what we have in store for us in 2022 with Physically Fit Nutrition.
We have chicken snacks and Snack Smart crispy protein bites. One is chicken protein, one's plant protein. We have different flavors: sour cream and onion, sweet barbecue, sriracha, cheese pizza, cinnamon swirl. We have it all. They're high protein, low carbohydrate. You can get them at physicallyfit.com. And if you use AnglePod20, you get 24% off your first order.
That's awesome. And man, what better time to do it than right now, the beginning of the year, when you're figuring out those goals for the year. Part of it is, what do I snack on? I need to eat healthy, right, Kurt?
Yeah. This is all healthy. This product is high protein, low carbohydrate, low fat, all across the board. It's really healthy.
And the Angle family even travels with them. I guarantee you, they were in their overnight bags when they went to Miami for sitting by the pool.
I love the cinnamon swirl. It tastes a lot like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's really good.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There you go. And they got them in the chicken snacks, the protein snacks. That's fantastic. Kurt, what about the KurtAngleBrand.com? I know you got some good stuff over there.
We have some great stuff. We have autographed photos. We have birthday cards, T-shirts, milk cartons, cowboy hats, video messages. Go to KurtAngleBrand.com, order whatever you want, and I'll have it sent to you. I will personalize whatever you want personalized and send it back to you.
WildcatBelts.com, the Kurt Angle belt. You want to grab one of those as well. Be part of those that are in the rarefied air. Kurt has his. I have mine. There's four more left, right, Kurt? Look at that beautiful belt.
This is a really quality belt. This world title is really special. They did an amazing job. The fine quality leather, the 24 karat gold plating. This is one of the coolest belts I've ever seen. It's not just because it's a Kurt Angle belt. It is badass. This thing is really cool, and there are only four left.
It comes with three autographs, by the way. There's an autograph. He'll autograph the belt. He autographs a certificate of authenticity, and it comes with his own stage or stand that also has his autograph on the stand to display it as well. So you can't beat it. If you don't have video or ad-free shows, you can check it out at wildcatbelts.com. Check out Wildcat on Facebook and Instagram. He has pictures of it linked there as well. And then finally, make sure you check out Kurt Angle, the Angle Pod, on all social media, and follow out and keep an eye on what's going on with Kurt. I have such a fun time watching Kurt Angle on his own social media, man. That's where to check out Kurt Angle and see what he's up to. If you want to know where he's traveling, vacationing, my God, the man, he's in Miami. He's soaking in the race. He's got a six pack. He is just in phenomenal condition, and he believes in the physically fit nutrition lifestyle. It's evident. But Kurt, it's a really cool way to keep up with you, right?
Yeah, follow me at The Real Kurt Angle on Instagram and Real Kurt Angle on Twitter and Facebook. You guys, I try to entertain you as much as I can, and I'll do whatever I can to keep you guys excited.
There you go. And that for sure he does. Well, listen, this has been a great fun show again today. TNA Genesis 2012. We'll be back next week for Final Resolution 2007. On behalf of Kurt Angle, this is Paul Bromwell. We'll be back again next week here on the Kurt Angle Show.
The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. Steven Singer's announcing his brand new rose color for this Valentine's Day. Are you ready? Click your heels three times and say, I wish I knew what the new color was. Okay, wish granted. Steven Singer's brand new rose color is Emerald City. Picture it. A real rose dipped and trimmed in pure 24 karat gold with sparkling deep green petals. This magical Emerald City rose will take her breath away this Valentine's Day as she opens that beautiful gift box to reveal a rose encased in brilliant 24 karat gold set against stunning deep green. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com today and get your Steven Singer Emerald City 24 karat gold dipped rose and get yours before they're gone. Exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. It's the number one gift this Valentine's Day. Steven Singer's gold dipped roses start at just $59 and they all come with a lifetime guarantee. Plus fast and free shipping. Real jewelers, real roses for your real love, all at IHateStevenSinger.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.